she loves Alice. Alice would run all around, robbing the bomb with this man and then another man. Just so the man could say, oh, she's, I don't believe nothing like that. She's fine. Mm-hmm. They say it because they want to go to bed with the woman. See? And they don't care if they go there 3 or 4 times. Boom, boom, boom. That's the end of a perfect day. See? If you feel fool enough to let them, if you fool enough to let them know what you are, then I don't blame them. So I stay in my own backyard and leave everybody else's backyard alone.
With this politician woman is handling.
Oh, I'll walk over to her backyard once or twice. Mm-hmm. But I'd be so far, when I started running, I'd run so far, she can't catch me. Mm-hmm. No, because that's too much. Look at the mayor. Now, he had to come right out and say he liked men, or else he would have been crucified. They can't, when you tell them the truth, they can't say nothing. Mm-hmm. See? And that's what he did. He said, if you don't like it, okay. And they liked him, so all of them wanted to get a piece from Papa, so they said, okay. See? That's why they ain't no damn good. Sure. They love the mayor, yeah, they love the mayor, because he let them do what they want to do. And they running after men, see, but they don't want the other fella to run after them. And women, they'll crucify you for a man's sake. Although that's one day, the next day they go on to bed with a woman. Can't let them do that. I'll never let them get a hold to me. No, dear. Mm-mm.
I want to go back.
How bad? How far back?
How far back?
Yeah.
Okay, back to Marie. Okay.
Little Marie?
Little Marie. Okay, do you think partly why her mother didn't like you was because she thought you were in some way, you or Lillian were responsible for Marie becoming a lesbian?
I don't know. That I couldn't answer. Because I don't know. You know Marie was. And Lillian is the Marie's daughter and Lillian's sister. She would come to the house. I'd fed her with a longhouse spoon because I didn't care for her. Oh no, I didn't care for her. Because she would come and get money out of her sister, fuss with her. It didn't do any good. So then, because I think I better stop.
Think you want to stop?
Something I had to bring in. I don't want to bring it in, so I won't bring it in. Okay. Forget it. You have to forget it because I won't tell you.
Well, how can I remember it if I don't
know? Oh, yes. Just add something else onto the situation. Hello, white breast.
Now, you better say that to Cat or something.
What about the story about Lillian Walker you were talking about?
Oh my God, that dates back to 17, 18, and 19 years old. Goodness, she wanted me to go way behind.
I know, see, what happened was she went away and you brought it up to date in 5 minutes. She's going to think I didn't do my job right.
No, you've got
to go slower, right?
No, that's a wonderful story about those parties that woman gave.
She's death on the parties. I like the parties. Oh, my God. There goes the door.
We have to move our
clothes. You want company? Company?
I've got to stop for a minute.
Then you'll have to slice up this and slice up that, slice up the other. Well, now, where did you want to start at again?
Yeah, now you have to start again. Okay, I'm still curious about how, you know, about the social life that we were talking about. I want to, earlier on, like back, you know, like today we have parties in people's homes, or we have the gay bars, you know, as ways of meeting other lesbians. And even if you can, like, recognize somebody or meet them on the trolley, right?
Well, now we let the trolley and the subway go.
Okay.
Unless you, you're going down with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that, with these, now with these lesbians, you've got to know who you're meeting.
Right, now. But so, are you saying it was different then?
It was different then because it wasn't so broad as it is now.
In what way?
In all ways. They advertise it, and everybody, look over WOR, Channel 9. Every now and then they have a, what do you call it?
Oh,
yes, you do.
The,
TV, what do you call
on the TV?
On the TV, yes. And they have them...
like a public service announcement or something?
Yeah, they have it goes on all night long or something like that.
Oh, so, marathon?
No, I wouldn't say it was a marathon. I said...
I don't know.
Forget the woman's name who had it on there. But most of them was... they tell you they were queer people. A lot of them got up and spoke in its behalf and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. And that would never happen.
That did happen.
Before, though.
Oh,
early.
No. Oh, before. You mean in my time?
In your
time. No.
That would
no.
have never happened.
No,
would
no.
get up and say,
no.
I'm queer.
No, 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 no. Not a thing of it. You wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's how the when the young people gets mad at the older people now, because they don't want the young, the old people don't want the young ones to do anything, and yet they'll do it and tell them they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, they wouldn't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
See, the old people wouldn't say nothing. And there's mm-hmm. many lesbians then as there are now. Because
mm-hmm.
all the lesbians then are old comparing with the young ones now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because these young ones will come right out and say what they want to say. The old ones didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, in my age, 76,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't say nothing. They keep it to themselves. They're in the old young ones now. They'll even tell their husbands some such a thing is the case and dare him to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you think that's foolish?
No, because he should have recognized that in the beginning. And he recognized it, but he just want to break you up from this woman,
mm-hmm.
all of them. When they come running around, mm-hmm. the man comes running around with woman, he mm-hmm. practically knows what she is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them fool you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gets tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see some down when he want to run around on there, and he jumps on the woman.
Mm-hmm.
See? But they're real nice. They come right out and tell you.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, back in your time when if people weren't as out, you know, how was they, you know, they weren't as out or
open about it.
Being lesbians. There was even a whole different bunch of ways of talking about it. Like you say, mm-hmm. in the life. Now, that's an expression that didn't use so much anymore.
No.
But you didn't call yourself or each other lesbians then.
No.
Is that a word that
no.
you used?
No, they didn't say that.
What kind of
I'm
words?
I'm trying to see what they say.
How did you refer to a woman that you were with? How did you think of that? As a girlfriend? Is that
yeah.
the word you told me?
Yeah.
You think of it as a wife?
Some people did that. Others didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say my sweetheart or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how did you refer to the whole group? Not gay. That wasn't a word then, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'm trying to think what the word was.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a word there.
Okay.
I have to go home and tear down some of my papers, get my some papers off the floor and all. Mm-hmm. I'll find out what men were.
Happy? Was that one?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But You see how long I knew that the lesbian.
Yeah, when did you start thinking about that?
I didn't even think about that. I just knew I loved women. Me, myself.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I fall in love with some woman while I find out somebody else is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Then I sit down and begin to study everybody that I met. Not that I liked them. I studied them.
Mm-hmm.
To see, to figure out what part they played and whether they liked being with a woman or whether
mm-hmm.
they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about roles?
Who?
Roles, you know, where some women would be more, you know, about butch and femme, you know, that those expressions?
Well, yeah, they they would call them butches. Now, this girl that gave me these pajamas, these mm-hmm. pants, she's always been like that. She never married or nothing.
Right, and she used to wear pants.
Well, she wear them all the time.
When women didn't do that
she wore
kind
them.
Of thing.
That's
right.
That's how a lot of people found out who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She'd wear them. She wouldn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm. And how about the woman that she was with? Did the woman that she was with?
Well, the one she's with now or one before?
Well, anytime.
Okay. Well, that's why I say you can't trust them. Now, mm-hmm. when men gets through with a woman,
mm-hmm.
then she then is way in my time. She then turned right around and gone back to a woman. That's why I said never want anything. See,
mm-hmm.
the man gets through it, then she turn right around, go back
mm-hmm.
to a woman. Well, let's leave the woman for a man, and then turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Oh, they carried on. They had this big shots and little shots. All of them did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They told the reason they did that was because they did not want the men to know what they were doing. I said, well, the man has gotten a sense he can look at you and tell you what you're doing. Because that's one thing that you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide if you're a lesbian.
Now, you're saying that has nothing to do with, like, what kind of clothes you're wearing
no,
or anything.
No, it has nothing to do with the Brooklyn Bridge. You don't have to walk around with pants and your hands in your pockets and all that to let another woman know that you're a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
You may say three or four words and she knows.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So there were, you didn't even have to have special
no.
places where
no.
you could meet each other.
No.
Were there special clubs or bars?
Yeah, we had
or
clubs and mm-hmm. then you go to people's, they invite you to their home and
mm-hmm.
you go to their home.
Were there clubs in Harlem?
Oh, yeah, plenty of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how, so, were they, like, was there entertainment or did people dance?
Well,
or
sometimes,
what
some, no,
mm-hmm.
it was clubs, but the clubs is put under the, let's see, most of the clubs was down in the village.
What, even when?
Because
what years are we talking about?
Oh,
in the 30s?
Hello. Around the 40s, 50s, 60s, and down like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you met the, maybe they have a social club, and they go there and they have the drinks and sit there, just like they do in the village. A village has covered a multitude of sin
mm-hmm.
because everybody met there, all the clubs, the lesbians and men and men, women and women and men and men.
Mm-hmm.
Separate
nice. Clubs though. Were
yeah,
there separate
yeah,
clubs
yeah,
for just for women?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to share with the gang?
No, you didn't have to share with anybody. You go there, maybe sit down there, and
mm-hmm.
have quite some woman come over and speak to you. Or you, there's a group of women, and you invite you over the table, and you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure what you are.
Mm-hmm. Just because you're there.
That's it, yeah.
And the word goes around. Now, was this like a private club you had to join to
go? No, you didn't have to
go,
join.
Or was it more just like a bar?
Yeah, just like a bar.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to do a lot of drinking?
No.
Because you don't drink.
No.
You just go and sit.
That's right.
And they didn't bug you to buy drinks?
No, they didn't, no. Mm-mm. I might take a little, well, I don't know, son or gun. I might take a little ginger ale or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never...
Did you dance?
I used to dance, but don't dance no more. Because I can't dance this dance, I'd break my neck on the floor. Always turning around, running up and down. The other night when we went to the dance, Lillian's sister and her daughter both went. Well, I was so tickled. The music played one thing and they danced another step altogether. If you'd seen them bouncing up and down, I wish you come back. I said, you don't look like damn bouncing.
No, when was this?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Is that right?
I went to downtown, the club, and my lodge was giving this dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I set that back, my back to the wall, and I just looked at, I said, that ain't the craziest dance. You don't know what he's playing up there. He ain't playing nothing. And they ain't dancing nothing. So, they all hollering back. Mabel, did you have a good time? I said, yes, watching you fools dance. Call yourselves dancing. Yeah. Well, we were dancing. I said, how do you know? You don't know when the music stops or what? There's no ribbon to it at all. Oh, yes, it is. I said, cut it out.
Well, I heard stories about these clubs back in the 40s and the
50s. Oh, yeah.
When women would be dressed up, and some women would be dressed like men.
Well, downtown,
some women would be dressed
on.
Like women.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
That went on downtown, you see. That didn't go on up in here, round in Twinsor Street, the Harlem part, the north
side.
That was
in the village?
That was all in the village.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to go down there?
Sure. I lived down there for a while when I was a kid.
Were you ever there when the bar or the club got raided?
No. I was good enough not to be out of there.
That used to happen.
Oh, yes, I know. That used to happen.
Yeah.
But I never was in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You look like my God and angel kept me home.
Mm-hmm. When you used to go down there in the 40s or the 50s, what did you wear when you went down?
I wore just a suit. See? Then you wore a suit, and
like a man's suit.
Yeah, ordinary suit with a skirt,
mm-hmm.
and a jacket, shirt.
But with a skirt.
Yeah, but
not with pants.
Not with pants. No, that just happened in the late years.
Uh-huh. When do you think?
Well, that happened around when they started wearing them. That happened around in the fifties.
Uh huh.
It was happening, but you wouldn't always be there to see it.
Uh-huh.
See, because these what do you call these men now?
The men. Drag queens.
No, you didn't call them no drag thing. You think what the deuce they call the men?
Like the ones that
dress
like women.
Well, they often, you see. They didn't have to do that because they gave private parties.
Uh-huh.
And the private parties, they wear what they want.
Right.
See, if you were coming in and pull off all your clothes, that was all right. You was invited there to do so. See?
Mm-hmm. The women have parties like that?
Oh, yeah. The women have plenty of them. I've been quite a few.
People come in and take all the
clothes
off?
Well, you're supposed to. You ain't supposed to sit around with a whole gang of clothes on. When I was 19 years old, I knew that. A big ball. So, I now settled down.
Since you were 19, huh?
No.
So a few years in between there.
Well, I did what everybody else had, a ball. Sometime, that's right too. I have a girlfriend down in the village. I got to call her up. Last time I seen her, her mother and I was together. We went to concert this girl gave.
Uh-huh.
She was a singer. and Helen's mother and I went. Helen's mother liked it, said she was nice. I said, yeah, I know it. But now her mother knew it. I was in the life. But she didn't like it. I told her she had nothing to do with it. And so she wanted to jump down my throat. That's why I stopped talking right then. She wanted to jump down my throat about it. And so I told her, I said, now, you hate what I stand for. I said, but there'll be a time when you wish you hadn't. She was around 8 years old at that time, 8 or 9 years old.
Jonas?
Yes. Jonas. Yeah, she's in her 30s now.
Yeah, you knew her family for a long time.
I knew the family since 1943.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think I'd be sitting here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, crazy as I am, I wouldn't have been here.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I'm unhappy that she's sick. But I believe she has a change of life. So I think she did. So, and I met her mother. So then her mother met quite a few friends of mine. But still, she didn't like the idea. So when she find out Jones was like that, the whole roof fell in on her.
Mm.
I had to sit down and talk to her. If I can talk to you. She crying and I talking. I said, you're stupid. I said, that girl is going forward while you going backwards.
Mm-hmm. She probably didn't like them either.
No, but I could tell her because I was older than her mother. I could tell her. I could tell her. And she wanted me to come and talk to her. I clean up and sit down and talk to her. I kept on talking to her. I got some sense in her head. I said, you can't live your live your daughter's life. That's no good.
Mm-hmm.
I said, someday you'll see. I may not be around, but you'll see it. And she's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
She packed up her little goods and went out there with brother.
Mm-hmm.
So she stayed out there with brother. And she had to leave brother and come on back here. Two or three months after she's back here, she was in the hospital. She died.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her. Like you and I talking at 4 o'clock, 6, she was gone. See?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the change of life was coming on Joan. Then when her mother passed, it made it worse. See? And she can't cope with it, but she better. She won't be around any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deadly thing if there ever was one. It'll knock you out. So,
but a lot of people, most people get through it.
No, they don't. Then you got to live right. You got to live mm-hmm. entirely different. Got to eat right. Got to sleep right. Got everything to do
mm-hmm.
if you're going to get through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a young woman.
Sure.
And of course, if she was an older woman, mm-hmm. it would have been harder. It's more harder on her than she get. It's 7 years coming and 7 years going.
Mm-hmm.
So, and mother, I said, and you ain't doing that, but worrying your daughter to death. I said, leave her alone. If she wants to go with men, she go with men. If she want to go with women, she want to let her go with women.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I knew doing well. I said, you resent me. Because you know what I am. I said, now you see how God brought it on you? I told her mother, sitting at the table, I said, see God brought it on? I said, you made the brother have 2 children and you don't have any. Because I said, that girl ain't caring nothing about nothing but her life. And I said, there's no harm in her life. She said, but I don't like it. I said, you ain't supposed to like her life. You like your own.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I don't know why I'm listening to her. I said, you don't have to listen to me. It's immaterial to me. I'm telling you. So,
why do you make it sound like God made it like a punishment?
No, I don't say God made it out of punishment. Why would he?
Well, I don't.
Oh, some people say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the people that don't want you to know their life. Like Anita Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, always you see somebody knocking a left here,
mm-hmm.
then something's wrong with them. Start looking in their life, and you'll find out something you don't want to see. Just like you open a closet, and dirty linen fall out.
Mm-hmm.
See, those people try to be clever. They cover up those by approaching you. And that's what I told Esther.
Mm-hmm. Did she get it? Do you think she gets it?
I mean, maybe she knows what I'm talking about, but she don't bet her red wagon. See, because I ain't going to be around. I disappear. If someone asked me who she was, I said, who is that? Just left, I said, who is that? I said, well, I may have heard of her. That's all. They're probing too deep, and I can't answer. And if I answer one thing, I put my foot in my mouth.
Doesn't it hurt to deny that, though?
No, it don't hurt me, but I just don't want you to know my business.
Mm-hmm.
Why should it hurt me? I like my life. If it wasn't for me to be so, I wouldn't be it.
You don't
God,
feel like
God,
it was a choice or
no,
anything.
God,
that's just
God knows everything I'm doing, so okay.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't punished me, so well, why would I figure you punish me?
Mm-hmm.
Immaterial to me.
Mm-hmm.
And since Lillian died, all the people on the block, everybody's nice to me. See, in the morning, Libby and I come out. The ladies went in, asked me. There I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want breakfast. Have you ate breakfast? I said, yeah, I ate breakfast. She said, I got some nice bacon and eggs. I said, not now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, later I'll get some bacon and eggs. So later I go in and get bacon and eggs. Go to pay her, then she's coming to rat me out. You don't have to pay me. I said, listen, you're not. The man, when that man pulled up there, he don't bring you in. Bacon and eggs for nothing. I said, if I can't pay you, I'll tell you. Oh, you too independent. I said, that's not independent. That's good sense. You stand up here working all day. Why does she work all day and buy all the food? I said, if you're going, well, you were different. I said, I ain't no different. I'm eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gets along with all of them. Wait till I get back there. Won't I bless the man out no turkeys?
Yeah, that's a disappointment, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did he say when you asked him?
He said they're not giving them away this year. He's gonna cut down on business. See, that's how the other man got it. You spend so much money each year,
mm-hmm.
and he give you a turkey.
That's right.
Now, if you ain't going to do it, he ain't going to spend the money.
See,
he builds up the business. 2 to 3 years, he got the business right up. People just pouring in there, standing in line. And he left two more people to take over while he went someplace else. Now, he's not giving anything. Nobody's going to bother.
They go find somebody
else? Yeah, go find somewhere else. I got his turkey from last year in the Frigidaire.
Well, then you don't need another turkey.
Oh, I don't care about not needing it. I'll get it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I spent my money there.
That's right.
All right. If he don't want to give it, I'd take my money someplace else.
That's the way the politicians do it, too. Huh? Build up the business the way the same spins.